In the Czech Republic, the story of glass in design and the arts is one that goes back centuries. Its famous glassmaking school in Kamenický Šenov, North Bohemia, was established way back in 1856, 150 years ago. It was the first vocational school of its kind in the world. Even today, it continues to train students at the secondary school level, teaching technical expertise and providing balance and wide-ranging artistic direction to potential artists of tomorrow. Artist and glassmaker Pavel Werner is the school's principal.
Pokud se jedná o moderní české sklo, tak tomu přispívají sklářské školy.
If we're talking about modern Czech glass, it's impossible to ignore the influence of our glassmaking schools in Železný Brod, Nový Bor, and our own in Kamenický Šenov. Like any kind of art school, they all serve a definite role in preparing students for future artistic careers. Our approach at the secondary level has a certain pedagogical logic. We expect our students to continue on at the undergraduate and graduate levels, so we try to give them, early on, guidance in forming their opinions and a certain worldview. Basically, we're talking about 4 years in a 10 to 12 year process, when one emerges from university with a complex knowledge of glass. We study nature and natural surroundings to get a sense of the character of materials, then apply that knowledge in stylized ways. Students study from the age of 14 to 18, and the last 2 years focus on original proposals and independent projects. Throughout their studies, they learn different applied techniques for forming, shaping, and working with glass. Basic techniques include painting on the surface, sintered glass, basically a kind of baking of the material, but not to melting point. We have a number of different types of furnaces for the job, the necessary technological equipment. Electric furnaces are used to melt glass, and students also learn to use grinders to alter material surface and shape.
No a v různých charakterech přístupu možností technologie ve skle.
The results are impressive and now easy to see thanks to the opening of a new exhibition at Prague's Museum of the Decorative Arts this week. Titled Glass and Light, it marks Kamenický Šenov's glassmaking school's 150th anniversary, and it follows in a tradition by which professors and former graduates exhibit some of their best work together. Once again, Pavel Werner.
My jsme vlastně před několika lety zahájili takový program.
We wanted to get a sense of how former graduates had done, as well as find out what they were doing now. At first, we had group exhibitions at a gallery in Kamenický Šenov, but the show takes it to another level. The number of former graduates, a lot of whom did not go to study at the university level, have since gone on to become professional artists and have done very well. The show gives us an idea of how our graduates have exhibited both here and abroad, including the U.S. I'd say one of the branches of Czech 20th century glass is well represented in the show.
Jedna část větve moderního českého skla 20. století.
Some of the names are a who's who among Czech artists specializing in glass, and all told, this might be just one of the finest exhibitions of its kind in Prague this season. The show, for example, is beautifully laid out over two floors, well-spaced and open to contemplation. Some pieces reveal shards and slivers of light, others blobs or dribbles. Different periods in the second half of the 20th century are particularly exciting. There are also utilitarian objects that are anything but ordinary, engraved vases and plates, drinking glasses, bowls and lamps. But there are also strictly decorative objects.
Především každý autor, který nebo ten sklářský umělec si vlastně.
Above all, each author or artist has a style and direction which they follow, develop, build on in terms of what they want to express through glass in the material, whether it is for a general public or specialists in glass. There are plenty of different works to see, but one interesting piece is by Ivan Rosipal, which combines grinding of glass with layering, so that the result is a contemporary work that says something about the technological state of the world.
Some newer pieces also mix different key materials.
Je tady taky takový trend, kdy se vlastně spojuje sklo s kovem.
Certainly there is a trend here of mixing different materials: glass, wood, metal, stone, rough natural materials, iron combined with glass. Sometimes glass is used to a lesser degree within the overall concept, within a sculpture, but there's no question with these artists that glass is the binding element. Regarding presentation, I'd say that what you can see here is exceptional and atypical in Czech glassmaking as a whole. There are only a few firms that really are willing to invest in innovation and design, but those that do approach artists such as these, knowing that the result will be studio glass that can compete on an international level.
Glass and Light continues at Prague's Museum for the Decorative Arts until September 17th.